We now have a second attempt at the life of Donald Trump, and the details as they keep on surfacing, to me, all of this is just looking very, 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 very suspicious, and I'll share with you a little bit more as to the why. People always ask me, Tally, what are you going to do come November? Who are you going to vote for? What is your stance? What do you believe in? I'm going to share it with you briefly on this video. I do not plan on voting. There's various factors as to why I do not vote. But as I discuss that with this video, everything that's happening here, from the first assassination attempt to the second assassination attempt to the things that happen in the debate, to Biden being replaced in the debate, in the elections, to Kamala laughing at everything that she hears. All of this just seems, if I'm quite honest with you, like a bad science fiction film from the Tubi network. It's lacking a plot. It's lacking a message. It's lacking so much, and there's no way on earth that these people are this ignorant to act the way that they act. It just baffles me. At a restaurant, when you go to a restaurant, they typically have a menu of options. Before they offer you the menu, the restaurant owners have a discussion to see if they can cook up what they're offering you, to see if they can work with the menu that they're going to be offering that day. They don't just show up at your table and say, here's the soup of the day. No, they've had discussions to make sure that they can work with that soup. That if people say, okay, I want that soup, that they can work with such soup. And this is how you have a restaurant menu. In the United States of America, you have a menu of who you can vote for. You can't just vote for anyone, all right? You have to have a menu. And in this menu for 2024, you've been offered two candidates. In my opinion, presidents are selected, they're not elected, okay? So you have two candidates that they're okay with working with if they have to work with. These candidates do not run the United States of America. They're just simply there to, you know, some can be feistier than others, but at the end of the day, they all have the same agenda, which is a new world order, in my opinion. But let's say you go and cast your vote, and you do what you have to do. And hey, you know what? People think that they're the ones who actually select the person that's going to be president. No, the founding fathers had a backup plan. Just in case people were going to vote in someone who was popular but not good for the United States, they had a backup plan, which is the Electoral College. And there, within the Electoral College, lies the real people that elect the president. And these people meet to discuss who they will allow to vote in. So, on top of the fact that you may have some election fraud, then you have to throw in the fact that even popular vote doesn't control it because they have a backup plan in the Electoral College. So you have the real electors there that then have to go forth and vote to see if they agree with the votes that came in.
Let's talk about the presidential election, though. Why don't we? After all, that's what I think most people are thinking about tonight. Emma sent me this question. In December, each state's electors report the official results of the election to D.C. Who elects the electors? Is there any relationship between convention delegates and electors? When are they identified? That's a good question. We should review, though, first how the Electoral College really works here, just as a refresher. See, each state has a number of electors that equals the number of seats they have in the House and Senate. There are 538 electors total. A candidate needs 270 or more of them to win the election and become president. Now, most states, they decide to give their electoral votes, all of them, to the candidate that wins the popular vote in that state, except for Nebraska and Maine. They split up their electoral votes based on the popular vote results. We have a whole explainer for this for you about this on YouTube if you want to go on there and check it out. But like Emma said, these electors are actual people representing their state. So let's take a look at who they are and how they're chosen. How they're chosen is up to each state's legislature. I mean, most let their parties choose them either at the state party convention or by the state party committee. And this means that two sets of potential electors are chosen for each state. One set for the Democrats and one set for Republicans. And then whichever party wins the state's popular vote, they will send their set of electors to be the people who officially vote for their presidential candidate.
An example of that was when Hillary won the popular vote, but the electoral college, the people that were there refused to vote for her, and it went to the Supreme Court. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that the options that you have are the options that you've been given. This is why that usually you don't have a third party on there. Okay. It's only two options. You need a lot of backing. You need a lot of money. You need a lot of support, and you need a lot of media coverage. And you only get that if you're part of them. I am so happy in Colossians 1:13, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdoms of his dear son. I am so happy that Jesus Christ has set us free and has translated us from the kingdoms of this world. I never had faith in the democratic system that we live in, or that of any nation for that matter. But 2024, really, if I had any glimmer of hope, if I had even an ounce of saying, hey, you know what? Maybe our vote could do something. There's no way that you can tell me that all of this is just an accident. It can't be. All of this is by design. And it's designed at keeping people passive. It's designed at getting people to continue to compromise. Notice that in these election debates, they never bring the Federal Reserve up. They never do that, do they? They never bring up the Council on Foreign Relations, right? They never bring up the fact that after World War I, you had the League of Nations. World War II, then you have the United Nations. And now they're all clamoring for a World War III. And what will that bring forth? Most likely, a new world order. The main issues that are main issues, they never talk about. But it's amazing to me because the Republican Party at one point in time, was their stance was no abortions, period. But now you're hearing all of these candidates say, oh, it's okay up to 6 months. It's okay up to 5 months. It's okay up to 6 weeks. It's okay up to 5 weeks. So when it comes to abortions, both parties now agree on it. It's just one says a little bit later than the other. When it comes to many of the things, they all agree on. It's just one agrees more and the other one agrees less. And meanwhile, this entire world, under the guise of Satan, the fallen angels, and the entities that truly run everything in this world, they're keeping people distracted, they're keeping people entertained, but with spokespersons for the Democratic Party, people can feel like they have an outlet because someone can speak on their behalf. And with spokespersons on the Republican Party, people can feel like they have someone that speaks on their behalf, and he's the anti-establishment guy that we need. Listen. All I'm saying is that at this point, this is now turning a little bit too sci-fi for me to believe that all of this that is happening is just by accident.
On the School Watch tonight, the story of a seventh grader from Salinas who claims to have made a major discovery about President Obama. She and her grandfather say that President Obama is related to all but one U.S. president. We get more tonight from Action News reporter Felix Cortez, who's live in our Salinas newsroom.
Well, Dan, the youngster spent the summer, really all summer, tracing the family tree of our presidents. Her conclusion that all the presidents, with the exception of one, share the same grandfather.
Well, first we start off with George Washington at the top, and then it goes to John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
11-year-old Bridgette Dovigno says she's made a first-of-its-kind discovery that President Obama and all the presidents before him, with the exception of one, are related and descendants of a former king of England.
No, they are all cousins, and they're grandsons of John Lackland.
Dovigno says she spent countless hours on the internet over the summer researching the lineage of our presidents, a project that started with her trying to trace her own family tree.
But I'm the first historian to do all the presidents. I'm very glad I got this done, and I think it'll turn out to be a success.
The Monta Vista Christian seventh grader has written President Obama to tell him the presidents before him are his cousins. She hopes to present this family tree chart personally to the president.
You know how when you have a teenager and now they keep on making up stuff and the story goes from one thing to something else? Let's be honest. This is now getting a little bit out of hand. This is now getting a little bit too sci-fi for my liking. So let's stay prayed up. Let's stay praying for everyone in the name of Jesus. But please do not be distracted. Please do not beat each other up over a candidate. Please do not argue with a person because they're going to do this. Listen, man, the harvest is plentiful. Jesus is coming. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and thank you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to live for you. And thank you for translating us from the kingdoms of darkness into the kingdoms of your dear son. Heavenly Father, we pray for patience for all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We pray for discernment for all of them as well. We pray that we're able to see things for what they truly are around this world, and that we focus on you because, man, the traps that the devil is setting up for us in 2024, they're huge. But God, you're awesome, and you've already won. And we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all so much. Let me know what you think about elections. Let me know what you think. And be encouraged, all right? Jesus is Lord. He's the only way. Thank you for sharing this content. Thank you for pressing thumbs up. Thank you for supporting this ministry, all right? God bless you. And I'm going to leave you a video on the screen. That video is from our second channel. It's a daily encouragement channel where you'll find short little encouraging videos. Feel free to click on this video on the screen right now and subscribe to our second channel as well. And God bless you always.